and frozen blueberry yogurt pie.
It looks good.
Well, it better. We want Cousin Pam to feel at home, don't we?
Does she need that spoon to feel at home?
No, you may have it.
Thank you. Ow.
I don't see why we have to do anything special for Pam. She's already getting the best room in the house.
Really?
The deal was supposed to be when Vanessa went away to college, I was finally going to get my own room. But before I can blink, Vanessa's out, Pam's in, and I'm nowhere.
Rudy, that is so selfish. Pam's grandmother is sick. Her mom's going to California to take care of her. Now, come on. It's up to us to make her feel at home.
I'll do my part, but I hope Pam doesn't boss me around too much.
Why would she do that?
Because that's what all people do. It's their job.
Olivia, Pam is only 17.
Whoa! She's older than I thought.
Come on, you guys. Pam's part of the family now. It's up to us to make her feel at home. So let's get generous.
Yeah, Rudy. Line up.
Well, here we are. Oh, man. Oh, this is nice. This is real nice.
Thank you.
Yes, nice and large. But not too large, just the right kind of large, you know? Larger than our apartment, that's for sure. Not that our apartment's small, it's just not this large. I'm talking too much, huh?
No, no, you're fine.
I mean, this is just a living room. You could take our apartment and put it in this living room. No, I'm lying, no. You could take half this living room and put our apartment in. Yes, you put the bathroom right there, the bedroom right there. I'm standing in the living room, you put the kitchen up there. That's it. Anyway, my mom said to say thank you, so thank you. And I'm going to try to behave and make her proud.
Oh, I'm not worried about you. I know your mother.
Anyway, you have a big, beautiful house. Just hope I don't break or scratch nothing.
Listen, big or small, this is your home, and there's a lot of love in it. And we're very honored and blessed to have you here.
Thank you.
Hi, I thought I heard someone.
Hi, I'm Hi. Denise. Oh.
And this is my stepdaughter, Olivia.
Hi, are you going to boss me around?
No.
You just made a new friend. Come on, Denise.
Oh, we're in the middle of making dinner.
Hi, I'm Rudy. You're getting an excellent room.
Rudy, don't you have chores?
Chores are my life.
Listen, I'm going to go into the kitchen and get us some juice. Why don't you sit down and make yourself comfortable? And when I come back, I'll take you upstairs and show you everything you need to know.
Okay. Ooh, look at this. Let me sit down.
Be Cousin Pam. What are you doing sitting over there in no person's land?
Just sitting.
Yeah?
Don't want to be in anybody's way.
You're the first person to sit in that chair and act like you really enjoy it. I bought that chair so long ago, none of the kids want to sit in it. But now, this is your chair, and I hereby christen this chair Cousin Pam's chair. All right? Yes, indeed. Enjoy yourself. Cousin Pam. Cousin Cliff. Well, I just want you to know that you're welcome here. Okay?
Thank you.
Can you scrub floors? Well, that's what, isn't that why they sent you here?
No.
Well, then you're worth nothing. I don't know why they sent you here.
I heard about you.
Yeah, what did you hear about me? Come on over here. Everything here is yours. Please, 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 make yourself at home. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Need anything, just call on me. Mrs. Huxtable, she's got problems up here. And I try to just, keep her intact. But I'm the one you want to come to all the time. I'm the sane one around here. All right?
Yes,
you want
sir.
A shot of scotch? I was just checking to see what your drinking habits might be.
Fresh apple juice.
All right, good. We can have a toast here. To Cousin Pam coming here. Are you all right, dear?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you see, sometimes she goes off just a little bit. There
you are. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family, dear.
Thank you.
Hello, Sly. Yeah. Hey, I miss you too. Okay, so far. Yeah. Yeah, they got cable. No, no, baby, they pay for it. A party? Tomorrow? In the Bronx? Are we invited this time? I'm not gonna meet you on no subway platform. You come pick me up. Yeah. 9 o'clock? Just a minute.
I didn't mean to butt in your conversation, but we have a 10 o'clock curfew in this house.
Whoa, Slide. There's a little hitch in the giddy up here. Curfew's at 10. Huh? Yeah. Well, I gotta check these people out before I break it. Uh-huh. All right, I'm gonna get back. Okay, bye. You think if I ask real polite, they let me go?
To a party. In the Bronx? On a weekday? And you don't even know if you're invited?
What are you doing?
Putting my name on my food.
Why?
So everybody will know it's mine.
Why?
So nobody will eat it.
Ooh. I have a half a sandwich left over for lunch. Should I put my name on it?
If you don't want nobody to eat it.
Excuse me.
Pardon me? Miss Wilma Rudolph? Where are you going with the marker and the tape?
I'm going to write my name on my sandwich.
Why?
Because I made that sandwich and I don't want anybody to take it.
Why, did you put money in it?
No! Peanut butter and pickles.
You got a peanut butter and pickle sandwich and you want to put your name on it? That's the safest sandwich in this house.
Pam puts her name on her food.
Well, maybe that's because Pam doesn't understand that the food in this house is for everyone.
Ooh, I better tell her that. She had some very nice cupcakes.
Just a minute. Come back here. She got cupcakes? So, is all this a special diet or something?
No, it's just mine.
Well, listen, you can put your name on it if you want to, but I would suggest after you do that, put it under the counter and then write down the kind of food you like. We go to the store and you can go with us and just buy stuff and bring it back here. You don't have to put your name on it. It belongs to everyone. You don't have to save all the stuff unless you want to keep it under in case there's a war or something going on. But you don't need to do that. You have these cupcakes here. To put them under there for a special occasion.
What are you doing here?
I missed you. I wanted to see how they was treating you.
They treat me okay.
Whoa. This is living large, Smoosh. I might get into the medical game myself.
Yeah, go ahead, crazy. Come outside. People are always in your business around here. So, what'd you come here for?
Look, I got a nice way for us to make it to the party and for you to make your curfew.
So what's the plan?
This man's got a car. I got a license. Bang! Let's get busy.
You want me to ask him for his car? That's your plan?
Yeah. I'm a good driver. I use my boss's car to make deliveries all the time.
Then borrow your boss's car.
I did. For you. Remember that time you and Shaniqua Watkins was going to wear the same dress to the high school dance? I had to borrow his car then to take you on that emergency shopping trip. Almost lost my job for that. It's your turn now.
Yeah, well, you better go to plan B. You got one?
Yeah, go without you.
Slide, that was uncalled for.
Well, what do you expect me to say? It sounds like you don't even want to go. You want to stay in this rich house with these people.
I want to go, but I can't.
You can, but you don't want to. You're losing heart.
Yeah, and you don't have one making some big deal out of a party way up in the Bronx.
It's not just some party. This is the final. Hey, I'm not going to miss it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, all right, so go. Who cares?
What's happening?
Check it out. Half the army just got wiped out, and the president still don't believe there's an attack from outer space. When will he ever learn? Uh-oh, here comes Ninja Blob again.
Whoa, it's big.
Yeah, you'd be big, too, if you just ate Battle Creek, Michigan. Oh, you better watch out.
Don't try to make friends with it. Just run. Get out of there. Run.
Yeah. Lose the girl. She's just going to slow you down.
Girlfriend, how you supposed to run in them heels? See? That's why she's going to trip and fall. Mm-hmm. Mom's going to eat her up just like they always do. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hello? Smoochie, there's a smoochie here.
Oh, that's me. Hello? Slide who? Oh, so you want to apologize now. Well, I don't want to hear it. No, I don't want to. Yes, Slide.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll talk to him when I get ready. Okay? All right. Okay, bye.
Listen to the girl. Run! Get away from there!
Where's your dad?
Downstairs in his office.
Come in. Hi.
Hello, Cousin Cliff.
Well, come on now, have a sit down.
You have a very nice office here, sir.
Well, yeah, I feel it's comfortable.
Yeah, I guess hard work is its own reward.
Mm-hmm.
The family is lucky to have such a good provider. Bet your patients are lucky, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at you. Working late at night, checking out people's insides when they ain't even here.
How much do you need?
I don't want any money.
Oh, don't lie to me.
No, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing for me.
And?
And to say that I've been thinking about what you said about us all being family.
And
to clarify the Sharon thing. Exactly what does that include? You mentioned the TV.
Right.
And the phone.
Right.
And the food in the car.
Right. No, not the car. Not the car. Now, let me explain.
See, the reason I asked is... See, I've got an important social engagement with some of my homies. I mean, my friends. And it's way up in the Bronx. And to get there from here, you got to take 2 trains and a bus. So I figured since Arthur, my friend, has a license and a distinguished driving record. Is any of this making you change your mind?
I really don't think so. let me explain how I feel about... lending my car to my children's friends. I don't. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, sir. No, sir, I see your point, sir. I mean, I just want you to know I'm not going to be no trouble at all. In fact, most of the time, you won't even know I'm around. Like tonight, come 1 or 2 in the morning, you don't see me, you don't know where I am. Chill, I know where I am. Safe and sound. Riding a D-train. Trying to get back here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you're going to have that problem, honey, because you see, the curfew in this house is 10 o'clock. On
10?
The yes.
Ooh,
10
that's,
o'clock
that's
curfew.
Early.
Huh?
You see, sir, this party has been in the works for a long time. These mm-hmm. people expect me to be there. I'm in charge of refreshments. I'm sure you can make an exception this one time.
Here's a pad and pencil. I want you to take down some rules here. 10 o'clock weekday is the curfew. Midnight on the weekends. Now, is this still a lovely office?
Go back, Victoria. He loves you.
No. No, go with the guy with the money and the job.
He doesn't have a job. His parents are rich.
That's a job. That's a good job.
But Edmund loves her.
It don't matter. In the next scene, he falls in love with Priscilla.
That two-timer. I can't watch any more of this. These people never listen to us.
Want any juice?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Smoke.
Surprise!
Lance, Charmaine, what are you doing here?
Well, we felt bad you couldn't make it tonight, so we thought we'd come hang with you before we go to the party.
So you're gonna let us in?
Okay, for a minute, but you can't stay.
Why? Are your people here? Lance, I told you we should have called first.
And I told you I didn't have a quarter.
No, they out visiting.
Lance, what did I tell you about this place?
Come in. Robin Leach, homegirl done hooked up with the rich and famous.
Now, this is real tasteful. You got a lot of French things in here. Is that right?
Hey, it's a house. With a stack of rules, and one of them is, if you don't touch it, it won't break.
Since when you so hooked on rules?
Sly, just because my mother was working didn't mean I didn't have rules.
Well, is it okay if we sit down, Pam? Of course, if you don't want us to, we can just stand here like we are.
Okay, sit down.
What is this?
It's a candy dish.
Where's the candy?
They don't eat candy in this house.
Then what they need a dish for?
They don't have to have candy. For people with money, a dish can stand on its own.
So you gonna offer us something to drink or what?
What you want?
What you got?
Water.
Y'all don't have no crayon apple juice? This definitely look like a house that got some crayon apple juice in it.
No, Lance, and would you please put that candy dish down? I mean, this ain't my place. These ain't my things.
No, they're not. I'm used to fine things myself, so I know how to act.
Yeah, we know how to act. It's just that these Huxtable people are too intense.
Seem to me like they need a little more brand.
More brand!
Lance, you too bad.
So come to the party with a smooch?
Yeah, just stick some pillows under your covers. They'll never even know you was gone.
Oh, come on. Now, leave the girl alone. You're going to get her in trouble. And don't you worry, Pam. If he so much as look at Shanika Watkins, girl, I promise you, I will clock him.
You didn't tell me Shanika Watkins was going to be there.
Hey, you know I wouldn't make a play for Shanika.
I know you won't, because I'll be there. Let's go.
Yes,
oh. Good evening, Cousin Claire, Cousin Cliff. These are my friends, Arthur, Lance, and Charmaine. They were just leaving.
Looks like you were leaving with them.
Actually, you know that party I was talking about? Mm. I was just going to pop up there real quick, pay my respects to a few people, and come right back.
It's 9 o'clock, so you're going to go out to the Bronx and come back here in an hour?
How are you going to do that?
The D train.
It's an express.
Sure it is.
Okay. The truth is, I was going to break curfew and take my punishment.
Come here. Come here. How do you know what that punishment is?
Did Rudy tell you about that machine in the basement?
Pam, we don't arbitrarily break rules in this house. And punishment is a last resort, not a choice.
Excuse me, Miss Huxtable? It wasn't Pam's fault. She didn't even want to go. I talked her into it.
Well, then you must not be too much of a friend.
Yeah, I care for her life.
Well, no, I don't think so, because people you care for, you look after them.
Dr. Huxtable, it's not all on slide. I have a mind of my own.
Then you better start using it.
Guess you guys better go.
Okay. But before we go, I'd just like to apologize. We didn't mean to.
Yeah, we didn't mean to get Pam in any trouble.
We just get a little impetuous. No hard feelings?
Look, Pam, you cannot go to the party, but your friends are welcome to stay.
You guys want to stay a little while?
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe we can offer your friends some refreshment?
Well, she already did. She offered us some of your very nice water.
We can do better than that, can't we, Pam?
Y'all hungry?
Well, I could be cajoled into a snack if it's not too much trouble.
Come on, Cliff.
We'll I think we got some cran apple juice.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Sit down.
I'd like to thank you, Cousin Cliff, for making my friends feel welcome.
Hey, listen. This is your home. I told you that. Be comfortable.
Yeah. You know, Cousin Cliff, it might be hard remembering all those rules you got. I might have a lapse every once in a while.
Don't worry about the lapse. I have 5 children. We've had to unlapse them a whole lot of times.
Man, we got that all cleared up.
Yeah.
Tea looks good.
Yeah, but tea is tea. This tea is... It's just something missing. I can't put my hand on it, you know what I mean?
I think I just the thing.
Can't put my hand on it. I don't know what it is, but... Hey, you see, now I can put my hand on it.